Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. It's been announced that tuition at Dutchess Community College will increase by $168 a year. Overall, the tuition is still the lowest in the state, according to Judy Stokes, a college spokeswoman. The Dutchess County Legislature approved the college's $69.3 million budget for the 2018-19 year. The county's contribution will be nearly $16.3 million, a historic $1.75 million year-end increase, according to the legislature. Teresa Graney, Social Service Director in Falls Village, and B.J. Kristinet, Social Service Director in Canaan, have received a grant from the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation that will enable residents from those towns to purchase fresh produce and meat from area vendors. In a story in the Republican American, Lone Silo Farm and Freund's Farm Market are participating in the program. Food vouchers for those venues can be picked up at the local social service offices. They can be redeemed at Freund's Farm Market in East Canaan, Lone Silo Farm on Sodom Road, that is open Sundays from 1 to 4, and the Norfolk and Salisbury Farmers Markets Saturdays from 10 till 1. It's hoped more vendors will be added in the future. A 63-year-old Rhinebeck man is now accused of having child pornography, according to state police. Michael M. Baloney was charged on June 22nd with possessing a sexual performance by a child, a felony. Investigative work by Troop K's Computer Crimes Unit developed information that he was in possession of digital files containing sexual performance by children, state police said in a news release. A search warrant was applied for and granted by a local magistrate, which led to subsequent arrests. He's due back in the town of Rhinebeck Court today. With 2018 designated as Year of the Veteran, Dutchess County Clerk Brad Kendall has encouraged Dutchess County veterans to enroll in the Return to Favor discount program. To date, over 4,000 veterans have registered in the Return to Favor program, which can be used at over 250 participating businesses and merchants who have agreed to honor cardholders with discounted purchases or services. Additionally, the card can be used for one-hour free parking in the parking lot adjacent to the county office building on Market Street in Poughkeepsie. Honorably discharged veterans residing in Dutchess County can obtain their favor card by bringing their military separation papers, i.e. DD-214, WDO, AGO-5355, etc., indicating full-time activity service to the Division of Veterans Service Office located at 85 Civic Center Plaza, Suite 105 in Poughkeepsie between 9 and 4. Once verified, proceed to the County Clerk's Office located on the first floor of 22 Market Street. Press the J category at the customer service booth to be issued that favor card.
Ice cream social for seniors will take place today at 1 o'clock at the Community Center on South Main Street, sponsored by the Pine Plains Adult Rec Program. And tonight on The Green in Sharon, the Sharon Parks and Recreation presents another one of the summer concert series from 6 till 8 p.m. on the town green. It's free. Memphis Boys, that's blues Memphis style. Summer enrichment series begins today at Noble Horizons on Cobble Road. America and Me, Walt Whitman, and Leaves of Grass will explore Whitman's life, the history of his times, poems, and conflicts with his times. Wim Consolving will lead the classes, which will continue on the 18th and 19th. Each class will run from 10 to 11 a.m. The series will culminate on July 21st at 5 p.m. with Kinsolving's performance of his newest play, America and Me, a dramatization of Whitman's musings on the occasion of his 67th birthday. The enrichment series does have a fee. To register or more information, 860-435-9851 or noblehorizons.org. Coming up on Thursday, substance abuse in conjunction with the McCall Center in Mountainside. Presentation will cover prevention and treatment as well as educating people to recognize signs of addiction. On Thursday at the Bitterman Center, Daisy Hill Road in Canaan, pizza and soda from 6 to 6:30. Babysitting is available. The presentation will run from 6:30 till 8 with time for a question and answer. Meanwhile, Noble Horizons invites the community to bring a picnic for a summer evening on the grounds of Noble Horizons on Thursday from 5:30 till 6:30. Followed by a concert with Michael Berkeley and Maria B. Hickey at 6:30. Guests may picnic by the water's edge or at a reserved table. Reservations and more information at 860-435-9851. The 7th Annual Sunset Music Series continues on Thursday in Canaan from 7 till 9. Live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise, this time featuring the music of Rocking Heartbeats. For more information, Facebook, .com Sunset Music Series. Coming up on the 12th, the Sewer and Water Commission in Sharon has a regular meeting set for 7 p.m. The Smithfield Church is presenting the Great Schubert Quintet with Friends from Holland on Friday, July 13th at 7:30. It's the Sherman Chamber Ensemble at the Smithfield Church on Smithfield Valley Road, Route 83 in Amenia, New York. Tickets are available at the door and are $30. The concert begins at 7:30. The Amenia Garden Clubs presents a celebration of private gardens in Millbrook, Amenia, and Sharon on Saturday, 10 to 4, rain or shine. The day of the tour tickets are $25, only available at the Amenia Town Hall. If you purchase them in advance, you save 10% online at ameniagardens.org. The organization's Save Sharon Hospital is holding a rally on the green in Sharon. They are trying to organize, get petitions signed, letters, stories, and also engage politicians and leaders. This On the Green event will be held on Saturday, July 14th at 11 o'clock on Sharontown Green. Refreshments will be heard. More information available on Facebook, Save Sharon Hospital. On Sunday evening, the Sunday evening concerts continue in Canaan, Connecticut at the Doughboy, Route 44 and Granite Avenue. This week, it features Mullet Kate and Country Music. If it's raining, they move inside the Pilgrim House on 30 Granite Avenue. Also, concerts on the Kent Green continue on July 19th from 6 till 8 p.m. at Town Hall. In inclement weather, site is the Kent Community House. Playing will be the Regulators, who play country and Americana. For more information, 860-927-1003. The next lobster sale by the Montgomery Lodge in Lakeville will be held on July 21st. Lobsters averaging 1 1/3 pounds, but price of $16 each. You can order them by calling 860-435-9722. Additionally, raw or steam clams are available for $7 per dozen. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 143.07 to 24,919.66. The Nasdaq starts off today at 7759.20 and the S&P 500 at 2793.84. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll cover your way in just a few moments.